Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hey everybody, I am Dave Weichach. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and today we have a great episode on tap. It's finding the right buyer agent to work with. This is more important now than ever before, and I'm going to tell you why. As you know, it is now mandatory to have a signed buyer agency agreement with a realtor before a realtor can show you a home. So before you go ahead and sign a contract with someone, it's really important to be sure that you want to commit to that realtor. And there should be some type of buyer presentation that you sit down and you go over the things where you lay out expectations and things like that. But you need to ask questions that are important to you. And there's a few core questions that you absolutely positively have to have an answer for before you end up signing that buyer agency contract. Because it's so important that you feel comfortable working with each other throughout this process, because finding a home, I know this isn't shocking to you right now, but finding a home in this market has some challenges and it might take some time. So you definitely want to be sure that the realtor you sign up with is someone that you want to work with. It is an absolutely huge decision for buyers picking the right buyer agent. So I came up with five questions that I think are mandatory that you need to ask prior to signing that buyer agency contract. The first thing you should ask them is, what is their experience working with buyers in your area of preference? It's important to know that if you're looking to buy in a specific area, that the realtor that you're going to work with has worked with buyers in that area before. And what has been the result? Has it been beneficial to the buyer? Have they been able to find what they want? Have they been able to negotiate great deals in that neighborhood? It's important that a realtor is familiar with local market trends, the amenities that a community may have to offer. They should be able to tell you something about the community dynamics, the school districts, whether or not you're even going to have children that are going to attend public school. In northeastern Pennsylvania and many small towns just like this, school district plays a major, major role in the value of your home right now, today, and in the future when you go to sell it. So you need to ask them what their experience is in your area of preference. Number two, how do you communicate with your clients and what is your availability? You need that answer. It's so important. Me personally, I'm a texter. I like to text. But if you're someone that wants a phone call, you have to work with a realtor that's willing to get on the phone. If you're someone that wants to communicate through email, you have to work with a realtor who's going to email you things. And you have to make sure that that communication method is discussed up front, because it's going to be how you have every conversation or the majority of your conversations moving forward. I ask this question all the time when I teach at the real estate school. I say, what is the best way to communicate with a client? And I get a multitude of answers. And I tell them the best way to communicate with a client is the way that they prefer to communicate with you. So if they want to text, text. If they want to call, call. That's how you get things done. And what's their availability? If someone wants to see a house, they need to see it quickly in this market. For example, when you work with me, I'm a full-time realtor. This is all I do. So my availability is pretty good when I'm working with my buyers. However, sometimes because I work with so many people and I do so many different things, there may be a conflict in my schedule. But I have it set up where if I'm unavailable, I can have another realtor in my office go on my behalf and get them get a client into a house that they want to see. You have to understand communication method and you have to understand availability. And if you can come to terms on that, you're getting that much closer. The third question that you need to ask is you need to ask for references from past clients. Hey, can I reach out to someone that you worked with before? Do you have any reviews that I could read or whatever it may be? Because let's be honest, in today's world, reviews matter, right? They do. And you want to know, look, if you look at a few reviews on a realtor and it says how difficult they were to work with and how unresponsive they were and that they didn't return phone calls and text messages, man, that might not be your realtor, right? You might want to work with someone else. So you should be able to ask for references. It's important to understand what a realtor's track record is and what their success rate is. Now look, that doesn't mean just go out there and work with the realtor who sells the most houses. It's really a matter of personal fit. And I think there's a lot of great realtors who maybe don't have a high volume of sales. And I think there's a lot of realtors with high sales volume that might not be the best realtor out there. Those things, sometimes they match up, but sometimes they don't. I know I have some realtors in my office that are exceptional on all fronts. I have other realtors who don't want to work with too many clients at one time. But when they do have a client, they are absolutely outstanding at working with them. So you need to understand what are their references, who have they worked with in the past, and what have those experiences been. Right now, this might be the most important one. How do you handle negotiation on behalf of your buyers? This is imperative when it comes to finding a house that you want, because there's a couple different scenarios that you need to understand when you're working with a buyer agent. And I tell my clients this all the time. In a negotiation, it favors the buyer. When it's just a buyer and a seller negotiating a price, the buyer has a little bit more power than the seller. Now, when does that dynamic change? It changes when the negotiation becomes a competition. Competition favors the seller, not the buyer. When you're just going back and forth between buyer and seller, you're just trying to work your way to a number that works for everybody. But when you're competing with multiple offers, you have to have a strategy for that. And you need to know what your agent's strategy is if you're in a multiple offer situation. One thing that I like to do when I'm in a multiple offer situation is to use an escalation clause. I think it's the number one way to eliminate regret in the home buying process. And what I mean by that is, let's say there's a house listed for $250,000 and you're prepared to make a full price offer or maybe go a little bit above it. I always recommend an escalation clause in that scenario because what that allows you to do, you can make your initial offer of $250,000, but in your escalation clause, what you can do is you can pick a maximum value and maybe it's $270,000. And what you'll say in your escalation clause is that our initial offer of $250,000 will beat any competing offers by $1,000 up to a maximum limit of $270,000. So if there's two other offers on this property, and one of them is for $255,000, and the other one is for $260,000, your escalation clause kicks in and bumps your offer from $250,000 to $261,000. You would then win the bid. You would be the person that would get the contract. Now, if someone else makes an offer and it's $275,000, that goes above your maximum, so you would not win the offer. It would go to the person who offered $275,000. But what it does is it prevents you from trying to guess what you need to offer on a house. So you, because what you don't want to do is you don't want to say, hey, let's offer $260,000. And then 5 weeks later, you found out the house sells for $262,000. And you say, well, geez, you know, I probably would have given them a little bit more than that. So you need to have a negotiation strategy for when it's just the buyer and the seller, and you need to have a strategy for when you're in a multiple offer scenario. So how do you handle negotiations on behalf of your buyer? It's a huge question that you need to have an answer for. And the fifth question that I think you need to ask is, what additional resources and services do you provide me when I'm working with you as my realtor? Look, a lot of that bounces back to the quality of your network. Do you work with great lenders? Do you work with great home inspectors? Do you have a long list of handymen and contractors and plumbers and HVAC, whatever else you may need? Do you work with a great title company? You want to work, ideally, when it comes to picking a buyer agent, they should be your realtor for life. Because if you use them as your buyer agent today, you may be using them in the future as your seller agent. And it's important to know what resources and services they have to offer you. So you need to understand your realtor's qualifications, their approach. You need to make sure you're compatible. You need to make sure that they operate at a level of professionalism that you feel comfortable with. Because now, when you're needing to have a signed buyer agent agreement prior to seeing a home, don't sign that agreement without being sure that this is the realtor that you want to work with. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.